I want to thank AFR for being an amazing radio station, family-oriented, God-oriented, Bible-loving, amazing. Anyway, I have a lot more I'd like to say, but it's 5 o'clock, and Abraham Hamilton III is coming on, and I just love that AFR put Abraham Hamilton III on my dial at 5 o'clock when I'm driving home. God bless you, AFR.
In Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3, God says, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessings on your descendants." It's Sherathon on American Family Radio. Help us rejoice in God's promise to pour out his spirit. Call now and partner with AFR at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. Just like Silas, singing with Paul, praise can break down prison walls. Jesus, you can have it all. Won't you pour your spirit out?
Good afternoon, everyone. We are in day one of the spring 2025 Sherathon here at American Family Radio. I am Abraham Hamilton III. I host the Hamilton Corner, which normally airs at 5 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I am joined by one half of the dynamic duo that is Exploring the Word, Pastor Bert Harper, who is to my right here in the studio. Pastor Bert, it's a blessing to be with you again here on Sherathon.
Amen, Abe. It's good to be with you, brother. Tell you what, I enjoy people talking about driving home at 5 o'clock and they're able to hear Abe Hamilton. It blesses me because I know they're going to get the Word of God, and then they're going to hear how that works out in all of our lives, personally at home, at workplace. The whole thing, it's the Word of God. You mean it applies to everything?
Oh, it applies to everything, all manner of life, doctrine, and practice. And we also have the privilege to be joined by a brother who I admired from a distance for a long time. Then I got to meet him in person as he joined the ranks here at American Family Radio. I'm speaking of none other than Bishop of the Called Churches, Bishop E.W. Jackson, who is on with us as well. Bishop Jackson, how are you, sir?
That's going to be tomorrow.
That's tomorrow?
Yeah. That's tomorrow.
I didn't know that was tomorrow. I thought it was right now.
Well, I tell you what. It's tomorrow.
Okay, well, tomorrow.
Yeah, so that gives people something to look forward to. So,
well, I let that out prematurely then. I normally like to hold it a little longer than that. But that's all right. Well, if you tune in tomorrow at this time, we'll have Bishop Jackson on with us.
Brent put this together.
Yes.
Brent Austin, he said, Bishop Jackson, he can stay an hour. He said, I want him with you and Abe. Said, it'll be a wild thing. a lot of energy. Hey, that number, let me give that
Please,
real quickly.
Go.
Is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Or you can give online at AFR.net. This is the Sherathon. And again, I love the theme, Abe, pour your spirit out. I really believe God has given us the opportunity to seek him. And this is what Isaiah 44:3, I believe, is about. For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. Sound like streams in the desert, brother.
Man, streams in the desert that something that jumps out to me from the verse that has a generational impact upon your offspring and a blessing to your descendants. What an amazing consideration. The number to call is 877-616-2396. The number again to call is 877-616-2396. Or you can give securely online at AFR.net. That is AFR.net. And I wanted to mention a couple Sherathon premiums to you. For a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive The Bible, Divine or Human by Stephen McDowell. This is a book that Stephen McDowell has written of the Providence Foundation, The Bible, Divine or Human. And I can't tell you how emboldening it was for me as I was able to navigate, you know, historical, archaeological evidence that supports the fact that the Word of God is the Word of God. And in addition to the one-time $150 gift or more, if you become a Great Commission partner, that is someone who commits to be a monthly donor to American Family Radio at an amount of $30 or more, you will receive, not only will you receive the Bible, Divine, and Human from Stephen McDowell, but you will also receive an embossed AFR pad folio. An embossed AFR pad folio. The number to call to make your gift is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online at AFR.net.
And I love to look at the names and the places that's called in the last little bit. Florence, South Carolina, Ralston called in. Dolores from, is that Vincennes, Indiana? How do you say that? Do you remember how to say that, Abe?
I'm not sure.
V-I-N-C-E-N-N-E-S, Indiana. I've heard it before, but it's been a while. Angela from Bumpus, Virginia. Betty from Laurel, Mississippi. Preston from Bentonville, Arkansas. Thank you guys for calling in at that number, 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. We're so glad that you're calling. Join these people. Be a part of that. And, Abe, you said it. This is so true. Your offspring, your descendants. That's the reason I love our name, American Family Radio. And you've worked here long enough. It is. The family is so important. Our president demonstrates that as well as anybody I know, how important the family is. You preach on it. Jan and myself, we talk about it at Fishbowl, at our conferences we do, because the family is such a valuable part. So that's part of what we do. When you look at what we do concerning our values, we've got five pointed areas that we say we want to major on. One of them is evangelism and discipleship. The other one is marriage and family. Thirdly, sanctity of human life. Fourth, stewardship. And then finally, religious liberty. Mm-hmm. These are the areas. And when you give and make that pledge at 877-616-2396, you're joining us in helping to make these values a part of American culture. They were mainly at one time. It's always had some battles. Hey, do you know anything worth doing that doesn't have battles and Satan coming against it?
No, I do not.
So you're not going to find a perfect time. It's all, but we can go forward with what we know is right, don't we?
Absolutely right. And in fact, if you study church history, which I like to call our family's history, you know, because if you remember the family of God, you and I are members of the same family.
Amen.
There's never been a time when things have been just hunky-dory, peachy keen. You know, we often look rightly at the first century as the pinnacle of kind of ecclesiastical life, you know, but the Apostle Jude wrote, hey, I wanted to talk to you guys about our common salvation, but false brethren have crept in unawares, perverting, twisting the grace of God into lasciviousness. And so there's never been a time when it's been hunky-dory, but God calls us to do hard things in hard times.
When you say that, I love people. I want to be like the New Testament church. Guess what I ask them? Which one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the church at Philippi and the church at Antioch, I would, amen, brother.
Yes.
But how about Corinth? Let me see. Man, they kind of had some struggles.
Nah, they had quite a few struggles. But guys, let me tell you, the number again is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. And what you said is so prescient. Which New Testament church is a vitally important question? 877-616-2396 is the number to call, or you can make your pledge, make your donation, make your gift securely online at AFR.net. We have a lot of people who are comfortable with engaging in things like this online. Some people prefer to do so away from the online properties. Whatever your preference is, we have options available for you. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. We have a bevy of people standing in Share-a-thon Central waiting to hear from you, or you can give securely online at AFR.net.
You know, when I hear about this, we're asking them to partner with us. And one of the things that we ask people to do is call in and let us know how God has used AFR. And that's who we give credit to. AFR is here because of what God has done, and we continue to minister because of what God has done. Mm-hmm. So, Brent, let's listen to this listener testimony about what God has done through AFR.
Thank you, American Family Radio and late Reverend Wellman. I do thank American Family Radio for allowing me to listen every morning and just all throughout the day. And pray the charathon goes well in that precious name of my personal Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you all at American Family Radio, and God bless our great nation, the greatest nation on God's planet Earth.
Amen. Mm. Amen. And that blesses me to hear these testimonies, Abe. Alex and I on our program, we do calls, especially on Friday, calls the whole hour, you know, and we get to hear all this. People will call in and say, I want to just tell you how blessed we are to be able to hear. We are blessed to be a part of this, and we invite you to join us. And that number again, 877-616-2396. And we call it partnerships. Mm-hmm. And I try to do this every hour that I'm on. I'm talking about we believe in partnerships. Don Wildman did. Don, early on, he started helping 8 Days of Hope. He helped others. He helped Fishbowl Ministries start. First one Jen and I did. AFR, Don Wildman said, I want to support this. And he was right there, not knowing that one day Fishbowl Ministries would be a part of AFA Ministries. Mm. That's God's. Isn't God a great connector?
Amen.
But our partners, Truth for Youth Bible Week, Tim Todd, giving those Bibles, New Testament, away in public schools, sharing the gospel, preborn, listen, putting those sonograms in these pregnancy centers so they can those mothers can see that child and what a minister it is. Operation Christmas Child, the gospel going around the world involving so many people in the shoebox ministry. So AFR is not just saying, hey, it's just about us. No, we say it's about the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's about us being good stewards of what God has called us to be. God has given us, if I read the Constitution right, and you know more about this than I do, Abe, it says we the people. And if I understand we as God's people, we're part of that people, and we need to be stewards of everything that God has given us. The money, yes, but also our time, also our thoughts. So we need to have this biblical worldview, and AFR is striving to help people to understand what the Bible says about life all through life. And when you make that call at 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or give online at AFR.net. You're making that pledge, and it is, we agree with you that we want to keep on keeping on sharing the good news of Christ and equipping people to be the saints God wants them to while they're here on this earth.
Mm, amen. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. We are in a $25,000 challenge that will continue until 5 p.m. The challenge exists to challenge you, the listeners, to see if you can, in this hour, meet that benchmark, meet that $25,000 mark. We want to try to meet and exceed that mark in this hour. The number to call is 877-616-2396. That number is 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online at AFR.net.
You know, when I look at the call board that we have, Texas, big, big, big state, and you were in Houston, Texas for a while, and we have calling in Duane from Houston, Texas, but also I couldn't help but notice Joe from Trinity, Texas. Now, I don't know. I know Trinity is not as big as Houston, so we have, this is what we do. Just like all the partnerships we have and the different people who's on the lineups of the programming we have, how different they are, you know, they still come from a biblical base, but yet, whether whatever it is, God uses it. The large city like Houston, Trinity, Texas, Sunbury, Ohio, Greenwell Springs, Louisiana. That's got to be a beautiful place, Greenwell Springs, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. You're down from New Orleans.
I remember correctly, that's close to Baton Rouge, right outside of Baton Rouge.
Oh, wow. Well. So it is beautiful country there.
Oh, it absolutely is beautiful country.
Amen. Hey, we're going to take your phone call. We've got people over there ready to receive your call. And that number is 877-616-2396. And you can make that call right now and they will answer, and they will take your pledge. Some of them even pray with you if you ask them to pray with you. I think just about every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But we're so thankful that you're listening. You're listening. You've prayed. Now it may be time for you to give, and give as the Lord lays it on your heart, and be a faithful, generous giver as God blesses you here as AFR continues in the Share-a-thon. Again, the theme, pour your spirit out. So, God, we're praying that you'd pour your spirit out on your people here in 2025.
We live in a day when America's families are under attack like never before.
Buddy Smith, Senior Vice President of the American Family Association.
The war against biblical principles rages on numerous fronts. The internet, Hollywood, Washington, D.C., America's corporate boardrooms, and the list goes on. At American Family Association, we're committed to standing against the enemies of God, the enemies of your family. And we recognize it's an impossible task without God's favor and your partnership. Thank you for being faithful to pray for this ministry, to give financially, and to respond to our calls for activism. What you do on the home front is crucial to what we do on the battlefront. We praise God for your faithfulness, and may He give us many victories in the battles ahead as we work together to restore our nation's biblical foundations.
I got connected to Martin by Tim's letter that he sent out before your spring share-a-thon. He said, we get letters, emails, and phone calls daily about how God is using American Family Radio to change lives, but this is one of the most powerful testimonies we've received. And then Tim said, if you want to drop Martin a letter of encouragement, you may write him at this address, and he gave the whole address and his number. I mean, when I read it, he talked about being locked up in maximum security prison, and he said that his only stimulation was a radio, and he got locked in solitary confinement, and all he had, and this was kind of God's sense of humor, but all he had was AFR and a Spanish station. So he just decided that he would listen to it. It was the only communication he had. He, after listening for 2 months, got down on his knees and asked the Lord to come in his life. And he said from then on, his life just turned completely around. I read that letter and just cried. And then Tim said, hey, if you want to send some encouragement to him, write him a letter. And I thought, I'm going to do that. And so I wrote him. And about a month later, he wrote me back. And I thought, I'm amazed. And from then on, we've been writing back and forth. And he just told me little bits and pieces about his life and what happened. And the amazing thing was the letters that came from your readers of encouragement and prayer to him happened right when he was being transferred from maximum security to general population prison. He didn't get those letters until he was moved to this other prison. And then they started, you know, forwarding his mail. And he got it, and he said, I took an average of the dates, and he said the dates that I were getting these letters of prayers, encouragement, Bibles, he said all kinds of things. I realized that it was the same time that God came in this maximum security prison and brought me, they shackled him up, took him to a general population prison, gave him a job. And one day, he said, that's never happened before. And he said, it was those prayers of these AFR listeners that I read in these letters that got me moved. He said it was just all because of prayers and AFR. And let me just tell you one other thing. I sent him Tim's letter, and he had never seen it. So I sent a copy of Tim's letter and the back of his letter that was on it. And he said, I feel like a rock star. Said I got all this mail, and then Tim's writing and sending it to all these thousands of people. He said, I just want people to know what AFR has done for me and what they must be doing for thousands of other people that are in prison that are listening to American Family Radio. I'm just amazed with the Lord. I don't know why I'm still amazed. I mean, that's what the Lord does. You'd think I'd have a little more faith in Him. I can't wait to call and just tell Him that you're still a rock star in Jesus' eyes.
It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Help us rejoice in God's promise to pour out His Spirit. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon.
Jesus, you can have it all. Won't you pour your Spirit out?
I love songs that are based upon the Word of God, and that one is based a lot on Isaiah 44, verse 3, "For I will pour out water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my Spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants." Again, Isaiah 44:3. Well, we're during Share-a-thon. This is spring 2025 Share-a-thon. We do this twice a year, 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall. And when Brother Don started this, had one station. It was this one that we're sitting at right now in Tupelo, Mississippi. And it was on a Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And on Thursday, they'd always have Pastor Appreciation Day. And Don would invite me to come over just about every Share-a-thon. He'd interview me and talk with me. And he'd ask folks to pledge and appreciate their pastor. And I had somebody call Abe, and they said they'd give $50 if Bert Harper would sing. Well, then the less than 1 minute got another phone call, said, "I'll give $100 if he will not." And so anyway, listen, it is a joy to be here with Abe Hamilton III, and we appreciate Tony Perkins and Washington Watch. They come on usually at this hour, but for Share-a-thon, they say, "Hey, you take the hour," and it's usually Abe coming in the hour before he starts his regular programming, or Alex and myself, or both of us, stay an extra hour to fill this hour for Share-a-thon. And we enjoy it. We enjoy one another's company. We enjoy sharing with together. But more than anything else, we enjoy sharing with you our joy of being able to share the Word of God with you. And when you partner with us, it makes us able to do so in such a way. People are being saved, lives are being changed, families are being strengthened, and even many times they're saved. So when you make that call at 877-616-2396, you're partnering with us and you're saying, "Let's keep it up. Don't stop now." And so we thank God for that. And again, we want you to know we want to be financially accountable. On our program, Abe, they'll talk, "How can I grow in the Lord?" And we tell them, yes, get into the Word, practice the Word, do what the Word says, pray, get a prayer list, serve others. "If you've done it unto the least of me, you've done it unto me," says the Lord. But also we'll say, find an accountability partner. Mm-hmm. Well, AFA, we're accountable. We're a member of the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. We know it is ECFA. And each year they come in and they look to see if we're doing it right. And then we have an independent auditor to come in and look at it, and he tells us. And when I was on the board several years ago, and I was real close by, where I pastored was two blocks away from headquarters, you know, and I'd just come over, and Don and I'd go over it, and we would get a top rating on the ECFA rating list. We still do. And that's because we take your money that God has given to us and we use it for His glory in an honest way. And we want you to be secure in that. So when you make that pledge at 877-616-2396, it will be used for the glory of God. And Abe, the numbers are really going up right now. We're at a prime time. A lot of folks are driving home. Now, again, I know you're not, so some of you do it, but call and pledge on the phone. But if you need to, pull over to the side, make that pledge, and say, "Hey, I want to be a part of what God is doing at AFR." That's what Brian from Crossett, Arkansas did. That's what Clifford from Shelby, Ohio did. Brenda from Lorona, West Virginia. Tracy from Franklin, Pennsylvania. Isn't it great to see all these different states calling in and making a pledge? It's nationwide, isn't it?
It really is, and it goes to show the expanse. I know, like many listeners, I have felt at different times, maybe I'm on an island over here, believing what I believe and living like I live, and, you know, something happens, and I don't go around looking for trouble, you know, but if trouble comes my way, I'm not going to duck it necessarily, you know. And I just, when the lunacy that happens, somebody says, well, you know, Abe, there's 153 genders. I'm like, no, they're not. Like, that's insane. If there are 153 genders, you tell me why every one of these 153 genders, you still have male and female wardrobes. It's insanity. So I have to speak up. I have to say something. Amen. You know, duty bound to say something. As a follower of Christ, I'm a lover of truth. Love does not rejoice in wickedness. But when you see people from across the country, a broad cross section, all walks of life, all different, you know, types of lifestyle, all living different lives, you see, man, I'm not alone. It's the thing that the Lord told Elijah, that it's evident in our interactions. Man, there's 7,000 who haven't bowed the knee to Baal. So when you see these names, like right now, literally, Elizabeth in New York, how often do you think you have AFR supporters in New York City?
New York City.
New York City, but we do, by God's grace. It is encouraging to me, and I pray it is an encouragement to you when you find out, man, they are more with us than are against us. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396.
And this is powerful to see these names and the numbers grow. The total pledges, I'm not giving it now. At the end of the hour, we're going to give that. But the numbers are going, and your number, calling our number, is so important, so valuable, and it encourages them. You'll find people over there that will receive that, and they will be blessed by talking with you. And, yes, they will pray with you and receive what you want them to say. And this is the history of AFR. Don Wildman saw this. Abe, when I was on the board, I remember the first board meeting, he came in and said, we're going to start a radio station. We started that radio station because he said, they are not, they take my quotes and they misquote me. They put them in the wrong direction. And he said, let's start this. And we started one station. It grew and grew and grew. And then the internet came. And so you are a part of that. So those of you who are listening, because others gave before you, you're able to listen. You're able to hear what is being said, what is being taught, able to be equipped with a biblical worldview. And when you give, it's like that, as Abe said earlier, when you read Isaiah 44:3, you see the generational of it, the next generation. And as Abe says, he leaves this and goes home to his real job where his children, his wife are. And listen, that is so important. And we want to equip you to be able to do that and share with your children the joy of the Lord, but also knowing the principles, the promises of God and what he says. And Abe, what you said, you know, we are able to tell the truth, and we're also able to present the truth. Mm-hmm. And the truth is the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other way to God but by him. But in that, we want to share truth and truths from God's word that he has given us right there in God's word about our identity, identity in creation. And then we get another identity in our redemption. Mm. And it makes that creation identity even more purposeful, that he's called me to be a man of God. Mm-hmm. He's called my wife to be the woman of God. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't mix that up.
He lets us.
You know what Adrian Rogers said? I love this. I hadn't thought about this in a while. He said he made men far superior than women at being a man. And he said he made women far superior than men at being a woman.
Amen.
And Lord help those that mix that up.
Man.
And that's Adrian Rogers. That was years ago. Mm. But how true that is.
It's so true. And it should be instructive for us. Though we know the biblical account conveys the fact that Adam and Eve didn't have any biological ancestry, in describing the relationship, God announces, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother. Amen. Though Adam and Eve don't have biological fathers and mothers, God pronounces, even in creating them, that the archetype relationship from which a man who is a prospective potential husband and a woman who is a prospective potential wife, that they derive from, they come from fathers and mothers. That is a profound, transcendent truth that we suffer We are the victims if we fail to embrace that truth.
Amen. And we want you to. And we're going to share that. I appreciate the news department. Man, they get on that and they share that. But also, we do on the weekends, we do a program. My son and I explore missions, and we try to tell people what God is doing, not just here in America, but around the world. We get Todd Nettleton on just about twice a year, and we ask him, because he is there, the martyrs, and tells about what's going on in the world. And right now in the Congo, lives are, they're being slain. Christians are being killed right there. And we're able to pray for them. And it's because of information that we get here on the radio that we can share with you, so you can put that on your prayer list and pray for your brothers and sisters. It's all over the world. Well, speaking of those people who have been blessed by AFR and how God has used it, we want to hear another one of our listener testimonies. Brent, play that for us, brother.
My name is Cheyenne Hannah, and I'm from Beaver Springs, Arkansas. I've just been really blessed by AFR just because it's a way to surround myself with God's word and with his truth. And I've been listening to it since I was a little bitty five-year-old girl. So I'm super, super thankful for you guys and for your mentorship and discipleship.
Amen. I've been wanting that to be, I think she is 5 years old. Now here's the picture, Abe. She's being picked up. She's somewhere, and she's in the back seat of her car, and her mother, grandmother, her dad has the radio on, and it's AFR, and they're listening to Abe Hamilton going home about, man, I'm going to get to go home to be with my wife and my kids, and she's sitting there, man, I'm going to go home too. I don't know about you, but I love that picture.
And it might be a little earlier. They might be listening to Exploring the Word because they're just getting out of school, so it might be a little earlier in the daytime, and it's just amazing. I've had the privilege of meeting some people and like going around speaking to different places that say, man, I've been listening to AFR since I was – this old. I basically have grown up listening to AFR, and that just, what do you say to that kind of thing? And when you call 877-616-2396, you are contributing to allowing that to be a legacy potentially for another generation of Americans growing up. And in our passion, there are lots of places where you can go for news and commentary. Our passion is to stand flat-footed, 10 toes down on the Word of God and have the Word of God permeate everything that we offer, everything that we do. And frankly, as believers, we know that this is our conviction because this is what God calls us to have as our commitment.
It really is. And we just want to tell you, we're committed to that. And I want to tell you, we've got people here who back that up with their actions. It's not just words that Abe would say, not just words that I would say or Alex would say or anyone else. It is, we want the Word of God to be permeating our lives, and we want to give it to you so it can you. And the reason we combine that with the news, the reason we combine that with other issues, is so that the biblical worldview can be understood, that it affects every area of our life. We don't turn off the light when we leave church. I remember that as a kid. My pastor would say, now remember, when you're leaving out of here, you don't turn off your relationship with Christ like you do a light switch. Mm-hmm. You carry it, and it's part of you. And Abe, I believe AFR helps people to do that, to remind them, hey, not just an hour on Sunday morning, but every hour of the day,
Amen.
7 days a week, I am a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. Or you can give securely online at AFR.net, AFR.net. We are in a $25,000 challenge. Will you be a part of the group of supporters and listeners that meet that challenge during this hour? 877-616-2396 is the number to call. For what you just described, Pastor Burt, that is how, and I never intended for this to become like a catchphrase or anything. It just came out of the overflow of my heart one time on the radio. But when I come on during drive time, I describe it as leaving your part-time jobs where you generate a revenue to your full-time jobs, because what we do is not synonymous with who we are. And if we are, like you said, in Christ, we are Christ followers, there's no such thing as a part-time Christ follower.
Amen.
You know, you are representative for the King of Glory when you're in your income-generating capacities. You are representative of the King of Glory in your homes. If you go on vacation, the King of Glory is going on vacation through you, because there's never a time when we turn that light switch off.
Amen.
877-616-2396. Call us now. If you have the capacity to give, and no gift is too big, no gift is too small. Because as you give, we want you to not only do so with your resources, but to do so with your heart. That you are saying by your gift that you are using the resources God is placing in your care to help to proliferate the proclamation of the gospel and its application to every area of life through the airwaves.
877-616-2396. Make that call, join the list, be a part of the family, and join what God is up to here at AFR as we share the good news of Jesus Christ so the world would know that He is pouring out His Spirit so we can know Him and follow Him.
Vice President Wesley Wildman.
Yes, regardless of my last name being Wildman or not, I prayed specifically where God would have me. And so there were opportunities in different areas and things that I'm passionate about that I was interested in. And I laid the four or five opportunities out there before the Lord. I had coaching was an option. General business was an option. Landscape architecture was an option. Being a pastor was an option. And working at a Christian activist ministry like AFA was an option as well. And I laid those five or six before the Lord and prayed for 3 or 4 months toward the end of my college career. And one by one, over the next 5 or 6 months in my senior year of college, God began to shut some doors and point me through other areas as a confirmation, and to the point where it could not have been more clear that God was calling me to the work of AFA. And I had no selfish motive to try to climb a ladder or try to move my way up in any particular timeline or anything like that. I was just interested and passionate about the ministry that my papa started back in 1977 and wanted to work in a ministry like AFA in order to push the mission forward. If you look at our mission statement, to inform, equip, and activate, I've noticed that there are many, many good ministries that do the informing. And as it relates to Christian worldview, there's some that equip, and they do a little better job with the equipping side of things. And I believe we do both of those exceptionally well. But I think what really sets American Family Association apart and what really inspires me is the activate side of things. So inform, equip, and activate. I believe the activate side of what we do is an emphasis among the three, although we do all three. And doing that encourages me, encourages others, and it fulfills a hole and a need that many Christians find in their journey of growing and discipling as a Christian, because obviously we want to evangelize and share God's word, and we want to see people get saved. But after that, we have an opportunity with our time left on earth to live out our beliefs and to be a good witness. Jesus said to occupy until He returns, and that's what we're wanting to do, is to occupy until He returns. And AFA does that, or gives listeners and supporters an opportunity to do that more so than any other ministry that I can think of. And there's some really good ones out there, but the activate side of what we do is very special.
Hey guys, my name is Alex. I live in Tupelo, Mississippi. Every morning I listen to y'all, JJ and John, in the morning. And I mean, it is such a blessing to have Christian music playing in my car in the morning. That is just one thing. But also to have y'all encouraging me with Bible verses and devotions as well. That is just something that begins my day and begins it with something amazing, Jesus Christ. Praise to Him, and thank you so much to AFR for everything you do.
Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio, and we rejoice in God's promise to pour out His Spirit. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon. Won't you pour your spirit?
Well, 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 we are in day one of the spring 2025 Share-a-thon here on American Family Radio. Thank you so much for being a listener and a supporter. And for those, I know some of you may be at home right now saying that, man, I would love to give, but I don't have the ability to do so. One of the best things you can do for us is to pray for us. There is no limitation to your capacity to join the work of the American Family Association, American Family Radio, in prayer. And so we certainly would ask you to do that in addition to making your gift. And those of you who are in a position where you can give, what are you waiting for? 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396. And I mean that, what are you waiting for, in the most gentle way that it can be received. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. We are in a $25,000 challenge. It will end at the end of this hour. So you literally have about 15 minutes and 10, 9, 8, 7 seconds to take advantage and be a part of this $25,000 challenge. A gift of $150 or more, a one-time gift, you will receive the Bible, Divine or Human by Stephen McDowell. Hey, we got an audience here. The Bible by Stephen McDowell. The Bible, Divine or Human by Stephen McDowell. Or if you become a Great Commission partner at the $30 a month level, that will be someone who gives on a monthly basis. You will get the Bible, Divine or Human by Stephen McDowell, or this AFR embossed pad folio. And look, there's one right here in the studio. It's quite nice.
It really is. It zips up, and on the inside, when you unzip it, there's a pad there, and there's enough room to carry a pen. I've seen my wife and other women, they'll be in there, they're taking notes, and they have to dig into their purse or something to find a pen. There's enough room for a pen right there. So, listen, if you make that gift, we want to say thank you for giving. And that's important, so much and so important. Listen, we have people that are calling from all over the United States, Iowa, Texas, Arkansas. Man, they're calling from everywhere, and we appreciate that so much as we're hearing from you and saying we want to be a part of the family as we make our gifts to you. And so here at AFR, we really mean it when we say family. We feel like we're a big family. We feel like we have our own families. And then we're part of the family of God. I remember that song. I hate to say it, Abe, I'm old enough to remember when it was new. I'm so glad to be a part of the family of God. You remember that song?
No, I don't. But I am glad to be a part of the family of God.
Well, it is. It's a good. And it's called the body of Christ.
Amen.
Too. Have you noticed about our body? The most important parts are those that you don't see. We call it the brain, the heart, the lungs. A lot of people talk about church. They think the pastor, oh, look, I agree. I've been there. I've done that. But I want to share, I believe the most vital part of the church are those prayer warriors. And you was talking a minute ago, said if you can't give, you can pray. And I just want to tell you, That's important for us to know people are praying for us. They'll call in on Exploring the Word, and they'll say, man, we had a guy call in just last week, and he said, you guys are always praying for others. Can I take time to pray for you? And listen, Abe, that really touched my heart. People will take time to pray for us, and what would you pray for? Pray that we'll stay faithful. Listen,
amen.
All it takes, We don't want to slip. We don't want to slide. We want to stay with God purposefully.
Amen.
And that's what we do, and we want to share the good news of Christ, and we want to help people grow in the Lord. And so when you call at 877-616-2396, that's 877-616-2396, or give online, you're enabling us to continue to share. And we thought when we started today, we was possibly having Bishop E.W. Jackson with us. It's tomorrow. Brent has arranged that. He's the board op here, and he's arranged that for us. He said, we need an hour of being subdued. And he thought E.W., Abe, and Bert would bring that to the microphones. Now, I don't know if it'll be subdued or not, but you need to come and listen and be a part of that. We're looking forward to it. I love Bishop Jackson. Man, Abe, a Marine. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't you love a guy like that? Loves the Lord. Man, he is. You and he, I'll be the only guy that's not an attorney of those three. And so anyway, I'm looking forward to it, and it's going to be a great time. And you can be a part of it as well by listening, but you also can be a part of today right now. And Abe said, what are you waiting on? I don't know what you're waiting on. You can make that call right now, 877-616-2396. Before I hand it back to you, I just want to look at it. Kenneth and Karen, I enjoy that when they got a couple that's given as well. Mm-hmm. That blesses me. And they're from Batesville, Arkansas. And then you have Cynthia from Murfreesboro, Illinois. I knew there was a Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Mm. There's a Murfreesboro, Illinois. Janice from Jacksonville, Florida. And there's Charlotte from Fordyce, Arkansas. And Joe from Steens, Mississippi. That's south of here, Abe. Mm. It's out. It's not a big metropolis, but it's there, brother.
Hey, well, Joe is there.
Joe is there. And that's
so it's
what
on the map.
That's what I love. We have those from Houston, Texas, mm-hmm. New York City, Oklahoma City, from Steens, Mississippi.
That's right.
You know, from Green Valley, whatever.
Greenwell Springs,
Louisiana.
Yeah.
I mean, from all over. I saw one just a moment ago that was from Portland, not Maine. But it was Portland somewhere, and I thought, Maine? Mm. No, it was somewhere else besides Maine. But we have had people call in from Maine.
That's amazing.
We want to give.
And when I see this and looking at the people from all over the country, our country, and again, that number is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. Let me slow down because sometimes I talk too fast.
Oh,
877-616-2396. That is the number to call. I know, you know, in my heart, I would love to sit down and talk to all of these people, you know, and hear about their stories and learn about them. But it gives me great anticipation because in the eternal state, man, we'll be able to do that. We'll be able to talk to people from New York City to Jacksonville, Florida, you know, to the West Coast, from all over and through all human history to learn how the Lord drew them to himself. And how they were able to overcome in their lifetimes. And that's one of the things I'm looking forward to because being a member of the body of Christ is such a glorious privilege. The scripture says that we ought to do good to all men, especially to the household of faith. It is appropriate. It is right for the body of Christ to have an increase, an augmented place in our hearts. That's biblical. That's right to have. And I just have such an affinity for the Lord's bride that I'm just so looking forward to that. And we get a little bit of down payment now on what we'll get to enjoy in fullness in the New Jerusalem.
Just think of the people that we see their names here, but in eternity, it will be generations past.
Mm.
Man, there's a few folks that I have on my list. When I get to heaven, I'm going to look up. One of them is my grandmother.
Oh,
my
man.
Grandmother lived. She died before I was born, but I was told she was praying that God would call preachers of her children and her grandchildren.
Come on, man.
Here I am. I'm an answer to prayer, Abe.
Oh.
And that's a
blessing.
Somebody
open the window. My allergy's starting to act up in the
studio. Amen. Listen, your prayers, really, it may not happen now. Listen, I know folks that's prayed and prayed, and they not, you know, they say, well, they know it in heaven. I believe this. It says the angels in heaven rejoice over one that comes to Christ. I believe when I'm in heaven and I hear them rejoicing, I'm going to run over and ask them, who was it? right now you can be a part of that, of drawing people into the kingdom by calling 877-616-2396, making that pledge to be a part of what God's doing with AFR, 877-616-2396. We have listener testimonies, and I believe we have room for one more in this segment. And do we have one for this segment? Go right ahead and play that, Brent.
Yes, my name is David. I live in Borger, Texas. My mother passed away last year, and before she passed, she said, "Don't you listen to AFR?" Well, I'm a delivery driver, and so now I listen to AFR from 8 o'clock in the morning 5 o'clock in the afternoon. My mom was an avid listener, and whenever we would leave the house, she would have a radio on. "Mom, don't you want to turn off the radio?" "Oh no, that's air purifier." So she loved
AFR, and it has been a great deal to her as well as to me. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Air purifier.
Amen. First time I use that, I'm going to give her credit.
Wow.
Amen.
877-616-2396 is where you can call to make your gift, to make sure there's air purifier in our airwaves. 877-616-2396. You know, I was just so moved. The scripture for our share-a-thon this spring is Isaiah 44:3. For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. I cannot escape the fact that you began, Pastor Bird, sharing your testimony about how your grandmother prayed that there would be ministers of the gospel that would come from her children and grandchildren. And you, by God's sovereign grace, became a pastor, a minister of the gospel. Then the call. We don't, in case y'all don't know, we don't pick the calls. We don't know what's coming up on the calls. But by God's divine orchestration, the next call had the caller identifying how his mother was an influence in his life and directing her. I mean, you just cannot make this stuff up. You cannot make this stuff up because family is central to God's plan. It is the first human institution that God created, and having the opportunity, like we've been talking about here, an earlier caller, listening to AFR since they were 5 years old, you know, you have an opportunity to be a part of establishing a legacy of witness, amen, you know, by supporting the work here. 877-616-2396 is the number to call, 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. I mean, you cannot make that stuff up, Pastor.
God does all things well.
All things well.
You know, we're hearing great things about God's Spirit working in Gen Z's life. They're buying more Bibles. They're open to hearing about what God has and what Jesus Christ has for them. We're hearing about some great movements of God taking place on college campuses. I just want to say, I believe it is for such a time as this that AFR has the opportunity to keep on sharing the good news of Christ, equipping the saints to do the work of the ministry that he's called pastors and others to do, and to make a difference in your world. And that's what God wants to do. And you can do that by calling this number, 877-616-2396. And I remind you, I love the Word of God will not return unto him void. Even if we read the same verse again and again and again, it's the Word of God. Mm-hmm. But I love our theme verse, and it's powerful, Isaiah 44:3, for I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. Mm. I'll pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. Mm. Listen, I believe that we're ready for revival. We live in a dry and thirsty land, and God is willing, if his people who are called by his name will humble ourselves and cleanse ourselves from all that sin and draw near to God, he'll pour out his spirit upon us. And I want to tell you, it will affect you and your children, and I believe, like my grandmother praying, affects your grandchildren. Mm-hmm. It is generational, isn't it, Dave?
It certainly is, man. It is. God has been generational from the very beginning. Here you have him with the capacity to make the world instantly filled with 10 billion people had he wanted to do so. But he intentionally began with Adam and Eve and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it, inviting mankind to join him in establishing multi-generational legacies of faithfulness unto him. It's intrinsic to who God is, which is why it should be intrinsic into who we are.
Amen. When God was going to fulfill his promise by sending Messiah, he sent him to family, you know? And we find out later in the scriptures, let me see, you know, he had at least four half-brothers and at least two sisters. Mm-hmm. And so he was raised in that atmosphere of family, how important that is. And listen, American Family Radio, and we believe in that. Again, we share with you that's so important, and we want you to be a part. When you partner with us, I just say you're a part of the family. Mm. Not only just the family of God, but the family of American Family Radio. 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net. Now, Abe, I know you're going to hang around for another hour.
I will be on another hour if
Yeah, we want to hear what you have to say. You got more to say?
Well, I'm just getting warmed up. This will be the Share-a-thon edition of the Hamilton Corner. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396. Or you can give securely online at AFR.net. The $25,000 challenge has literally 50 seconds left. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. Thank you all for being a part of AFR Share-a-thon.